inspiration of God.
我们已经提到了预言有三个很大的层次。
And we say there are three aspects of prophecy.
第一个层次就是预言基督的来与再来。
The first one is the coming of Jesus Christ and His coming.
第二层次就是神的本性、公义以及对世界的审判。
The second one is the nature of God, His righteousness and His judgment to the world.
第三个是神的主权跟神的预知，所以讲述了将要发生的事情。
The third one is the sovereignty of God and prophesying things that will happen.
我们绝对不可以把第三个层次 代替第一个层次的地位。
We cannot exchange the position of these three aspects.
也不可以把第二个层次代替第一个层次的地位。
To take the second one in place of the first one.
基督在预言里面永远是最重要的内容。
And so Christ will always be the most important prophecy.
基督第一次到世界上来。
When Christ first came to the world.
这个预言到先知约翰就为止了。
And the prophecy stopped at the apostle, the prophet John.
所有的先知预言耶稣到世界上来,
All the prophets prophesied the coming of Christ.
使徒约翰的时候，他亲眼看见耶稣已经来了。
But John the Baptist witnessed the coming of Christ.
所以说先知所预言到约翰为止。
And so we see the prophecy ending at John the Baptist.
约翰以后新约的预言又怎么解释呢？
What about the prophecy after John the Baptist?
这不是指第一层次的预言。
Those doesn't refer to the first aspect of prophecy.
这是指第三个层次。
But the third aspect,
像亚加布预言有饥荒要来到,
like Yajabu prophesizing the coming of famine,
或者在预言保罗在耶路撒冷有受苦,
or that Paul will suffer in Jerusalem.
这就跟耶稣基督来与再来是没有关系.
These are not related to the Jesus being here and coming again.
预言是时代性的, 不是永恒的计划.
And it is not part of eternal will of God.
所以呢, 还有这样的预言.
And so such prophecy still exists.
但保罗讲先知说预言,
but when Paul talked about prophecy,
或者你们若有说预言的,
and people with gift of prophesying,
这里提的是讲道的问题,
he is referring to preaching.
因为希腊文的 prophetia 这个字属了讲预言也讲上帝的道。
In Greek, prophetia also refers to preaching of the word of God.
所以每个站讲台讲道的人,
and so everyone that stands on the pulpit,
按照信心的程度来讲道,
by their faith, they preach.
所以第二次就是上个礼拜我们已经清楚交代了这些的原则,
and last week we told you about this principle.
每一个传道的人,
every preacher,
他要谨慎细心, 研读上帝的话,
ought to be very cautious and in studying the Bible.
他要深入正确, 明白上帝的话语,
he ought to understand the word of God in depth.
他要顺从信仰的态度来传讲上帝的话语,
and be obedient to faith when he preached.
当他对神的道了解的深的时候,
when he had an in-depth understanding of the word of God,
就可以把上帝的道讲得更奥秘更清楚。
He will be able to understand and preach the mystery of God.
他对神的道遵行的经历多的时候,
when he understands that he is obedient to the word of God,
传讲的力量就更丰盛起来,
the power of his preaching will come.
所以照着信心的程度所预言,
therefore, in proportion to his faith, he prophesied.
也就是照他灵性以他对真理的信仰的了解的程度来讲和你的话语。
In other words, he will preach based on his spirituality and the level of his faith.
而且信心是怎样培养起来的?
How is this faith from?
在前几个礼拜已经提过了,
we already mentioned this.
我们今天就继续讲下面的三种恩赐。
Let us continue with the next three gifts.
保罗接下去他怎么样说呢?
The author says after this,
他说我们如果有做这事的,
if it is serving,
就当专一这事,
let him serve.
我们如果有做教导的,
if it is teaching,
就当专一教导,
let him teach.
如果有做劝化的,
if it is encouraging,
就当专一劝化,
let him encourage.
所以接下来的这三种恩赐的这份,
the role of these three gifts,
保罗都用专一专一专一 同样的名词来把它描写出来。
In the Chinese translation, the Apostle Paul says you ought to focus.
那么这个我们要专一做这事。
It means we ought to be specializing as deacons.
意思就是要尽心做你这事的工作。
In other words, you are to try your utmost best in this work.
英文的翻译是什么?
In the English translation, it has just been serving, let me serve.
啊,serve, you should serve. 如果你是做这事的,你就做这事。
So if you are a deacon in serving, then you just
如果你做教导的, 你就做教导,
but you are a person who teaches, then you teach.
如果你做劝化的, 你就做劝化,
if you are a person that encourages, then encourage.
什么意思呢?
What does it mean?
你不可以节外生机, 在其他的动机里面打你自己的主意。
It means that you ought not to have other motivation in your ministry.
你所做的是从你内心为这个工作的功用而做。
The things that you do ought to be from the depth of your heart.
所以做这事的就是好好做这事。
And so those who serve properly.
做教导的好好教导。
Those who teach properly.
做劝化的好好劝化。
And those who encourage properly.
如果有一个人外表看起来好像在做这事。
If a person looks as if he is serving on the surface,
而内心是在搞钱财
but deep in his heart he's going after money.
外表看起来是做劝化的工作
on the surface they look as if they are encouraging.
那么动机是在做其他的这种感情的作用
but in their motive they are playing around with emotions.
那这样的人就是玩弄恩赐的人
A person like that plays around with talents.
玩弄侍奉的这份同这个功用的人
And plays around with ministry.
这是保罗这里所不许可的事情。
The apostle Paul forbid that.
这醉翁之意不在酒。
This person doesn't have the right motivation.
你教导吗
？When he teach,
你就是教导。
You need to concentrate on it.
劝化吗
？Are you encouraging?
就是劝化。
Be pure in the encouragement.
教导之外没有别的存心的意思。
Apart from teaching, there is no other reason.
你在劝化的时候没有别的其他的存心的意思。
And when you encourage, you have no other reason.
你就专一在神托付你的工作里面，尽心竭力做你应该做的工作。
And you are faithful towards the task that God has given to you.
我们今天呢，在社交的经验中间
，in our social experiences,
我们最惧怕的那些呢，心另有企图的人与我们来往。
We are often afraid of people who have a hidden motive.
所以讲的是一套。
The person will say something,
他的心里所想的是另外一套
but he has a hidden agenda.
他所做的一套
he may do something,
他心中所计划的另外一套
but the plan is another thing.
这种人你就没有办法去预防他到底要做什么东西
It is not possible to understand what is it that they want to do.
做神的工作不能如此
You cannot do that when you come to the ministry.
所以我们要诚诚实实做神的工作
With all honesty and integrity, we do our ministry.
诚诚实实担负圣工
And we ought to bear the burden of sacred work.
我们诚诚实实传主的道。
And honestly we preach His word.
我们诚诚实实的劝勉别人。
With honesty we encourage others.
你们从心里面的诚实，按心中的诚实，用爱心来说诚实的话。
Based on the integrity in your heart, in love, you speak words of honesty.
教会的侍奉才会好好建立起来。
This is the way the ministry of the church will flourish.
有的人透过做圣工。
Some people through the work in church,
他建立人际关系在教会做生意。
They establish interpersonal relationship for their own private business.
有人借着教会里面有重要的名誉跟地位。
Some people use the status and titles of the church.
在社会上就可以贪便宜，使人对他必须要尊重。
To get honor in the society.
这样对他的方便。
And so when it's convenient,
对他其他的企图。
When he has other agenda,
就变成了把圣工作为利用上帝的机会。
This becomes a situation where he used the church for his purpose.
这是很不对、很不对的事情。
This is something very wrong.
有个人跟著名的牧师拍一张照片。
Some people like to take pictures with famous pastor.
哈利又说是他就是我的好朋友。现在我困难的时候，请你借给我一点钱，好不好
？After that, they show pictures to other people and say, "This pastor is my good friend. Lend me some money."
所以我很少愿意跟一个人拍照。
So I very seldom would like to take pictures with someone just alone.
几个认识的一同来拍照。
I will call a lot of people together.
特别如果一个姐妹跟我拍照。
Especially if a sister says she wants to take a picture.
无论她是十八岁或者八十二岁。
It doesn't matter whether she's 18 or
80. 我一定拒绝跟一个女人拍照。
I will reject the opportunity.
我一定叫几个人一同来拍照。
I will invite many other people to come.
这样呢就可以避免一些不必要的话语。
I will prevent some gossips then.
我们的主是诚信真实的主。
Our Lord is a faithful and honest God.
耶稣在地上的时候有实实在在讲话。
When Jesus spoke, he always said, Truly I say to you.
实实在在地告诉你。
Truly I say to you.
这四个字在约翰福音出现25次。
This appeared 25 times in the Gospel of John.
So you mean what you do.
所以你所说的你真的是这样子想。
真的做你心中应当做的。
You really do what your heart thinks.
你心里所想的跟你所做的是一样的。
The things you do is the same as what you're thinking.
这在教会的侍奉很重要，很重要。
This is very important in ministry.
在保罗提到了讲台侍奉之后
The apostle talks about the pulpit ministry.
他就提到了关于执事的工作。
And then he spoke about serving.
做执事的有专一执事。
Those who are serving ought to serve carefully.
那么这个执事呢，如果跟做 deacon 或者做教理人当执事的这份的这种侍奉连起来讲的话
，When we link this with deaconship，
我们就应当要看。起先的这事是为什么产生出来的
We ought to understand why were there deacons in the first place
今天许多的信徒呢不明白这事的功用是什么
Today many of us do not understand what a deacon is
所以这事是管牧师的
So we say the deacon takes care of the pastor
这事不是 take care control
Oh, not over the pastor
这事也是管钱财的
And deacon take care of the money
所以有许多做这事的他的教会里面就有行政大权有财政大权
So many deacons have administrative and financial roles in church.
他们把自己当作教会的老板，把牧师传道当作教会的伙计。
They think that they are the employer in the church and the pastors are the employees.
当他们看见会友的奉献多的时候
，When they see lots of offerings coming in，
他们感觉教会的费用没有那么大，他们自己就不奉献。
They think that the church does not need so much money, so they themselves will not give.
他们就用他的权柄管理别人所奉献的钱。
And use, they use authority to rule over the money that other people gave.
这就这事做了很久以后
After these deacons have been in place for a long time.
他认为我在这个家里几十年，你这个牧师刚刚来两年，所以你听我的，因为我是这个家的老板。
And they would think that they are the lord of the household and the pastor need to listen to them.
这样的教会就变成落在人的手里面。
The church then would land themselves in the hand of men.
如果这就这事是出多一点钱的话
If these deacons give a lot of money,
许多时候钱的声音就比真理的声音更大。
Many a times the voice of money will be louder than the voice of truth.
那我不是说有钱的人不可以讲话。
I'm not saying that those who are rich cannot say anything.
有一个人对我说，因为他出钱，所以你看他声音那么大。
Someone told me that because this person gave a lot of money, so he speak louder.
那我说，那你的意见怎么样呢
？And I said, what do you think?
你跟大家一样的嘛。
He said, everybody should.
我说，照我看，你出钱很少，你的声音比他更大。
And I said, well, you didn't give much money.
所以，我们虽然不能让钱财主管整个教会。
Although we ought not to have the church ruled by money.
但是圣经也告诉不可袒护穷人。
But the Bible also says we ought not to be biased for the poor.
上帝的话是像两刃的利剑。
The word of God is like a double-edged sword.
因为教会不是人的。
The church does not belong to men.
教会是上帝的。
It belongs to God.
有一句英文很美。
It's an English saying.
Church is a place we all contribute but belongs to none.
教会是一个我们每一个人都有贡献，但是不属于任何一个人的地方。
每一个人都奉献有份。
Everybody has a part of it.
每一个人有占有的权柄。
But no one would own it.
他是每一个人都应当尽责、尽本分、尽心尽力在里面一同把它这个建造起来。
It is a place where all of us must put in our best to build up.
教会不属于任何一个人
But it does not belong to anyone
当教会里面人的声音比上帝的声音更大的时候就发生问题了
And you will have a problem when the voice of man is louder than the voice of God
当教会里面钱的声音比圣经的声音更大的时候也发生问题了
And when the voice of money is louder than the voice of the Bible
所以讲台讲的是不是神的心意
Is the pulpit ministry after the will of God
讲解的道是不是按照正义的意思来分解
Are your sermons based on righteousness?
侍奉的人是不是从内心真正以服事的态度来侍奉
And those who serve, do they serve with a pure heart?
这就是教会成功与失败的真正的原因
These are the real reasons why a church would fail or succeed
所以保罗说做这事的就要专一这事
And so the apostle Paul says if you serve then you ought to serve purely
这事做的工作是什么呢
What is the role of a deacon?
服事会众的意思
They are people who serve the congregation
服事会众不是管制会众
They serve and not rule over the congregation
他们叫服事神的儿女
They are to serve the children of God
服事教会里面整个耶稣基督身体里面的众肢体
And all the parts of the body of Christ
所以他们不是管制而是他们在服事
They are not rulers but servants
服事跟管制是不一样的
There is a difference between serving and ruling.
教会里面有管制的吗
？Are there rulers?
有，就是治理的。所以当保罗在别的地方提到这四门的功用的时候
，When the apostle Paul talks about deacons,
他提到一些治理的。
He also spoke about overseers.
这些人呢，不是我们普通所讲的，这是应当是长老的工作。
And these are not deacons but elders.
那么你说长老治理不是变成他有大权了吗？
Does that not mean that the elders have great authority?
长老他要明白真理的奥秘。
The elders ought to know the mystery of the truth.
固守真道的奥秘。
And to defend the mystery of the truth.
长老的最明白上帝所启示的真理跟教义的传统的人。
The elders will be people who understand the tradition of the truth of God.
长老跟牧师一样是明白神学跟正统教义的人。
The elders together with the minister are people who understand theology.
但是他们把神的道保守。
And they are to defend the word of God.
把神的道传讲出来。
And preach the word of God.
所以他们是做治理教会的工作。
So they are overseers of the church.
那么这事不是如此。
This is not the case for deacons.
这事是做实际服事工作的人叫这事。
Deacons are people dealing with practical work.
圣经里面耶稣基督没有提到这事这个这份。
Jesus Christ never mentioned deacons.
耶稣基督差遣使徒。
He sends the apostles.
使徒去建立教会。
And they built the church.
使徒设立长老。
And they established the elders.
那么这事是哪里来的？
Where did the deacons come from?
从什么时候开始有这事呢？
From which time did we have deacons?
使徒没有设立这事啊。
The apostles didn't set up deacons.
使徒设立长老。
They set up the elders.
所以保罗到这个加拉太去。
When Paul went to Galatia.
他传福音以后。
After he preached.
也再去的时候。
And when he went again.
他就看见哪一个人在真理上长进成熟灵性丰盛。
He could witness people who have spirituality and are matured.
按立他们做长老。
And he ordained them as elders.
然后让教会在他们的治理之下继续过一个正常的这个合理的生活。
That they may continue to lead the church in normalcy.
那保罗把长老叫来。
The apostle Paul summoned the elders.
把重要的劝勉告诉他们。
And to instruct them.
所以呢，长老与使徒们一同去管制教会。
And the elders together with the apostles led the church.
那么你说这事是什么开始的呢？
What about the deacons?
这事是在这使徒行传里面告诉我们。
We can see that in the book of Acts.
因为有人忽略了在他们中间的寡妇。
Because the widows were ignored among the people.
供应食物的事情上有所忽略。
In the areas of supplication of food.
所以他们就把这个事情告到使徒的面前来。
So the people brought this case to the apostles.
这事的产生。
The emergence of the deacons.
不是上帝赐的这份。
Was not an office from God.
不是保使徒们所设立的这份。
And it's not set up by the apostles.
这事的产生是为了会众服事上有漏洞，所以需要而产生出来的。
The deacons came about because of necessity.
所以这个呢，跟上帝给教会的这份是不一样的。
This is different from an office that is set by God.
上帝给教会的这份。
The office is set by God.
有五大这份。
There are five of them.
有使徒。
The apostles.
有先知。
The prophets.
有传福音的。
The preachers.
有教师。
The teachers.
有牧师。
And the ministers.
这五样是上帝耶稣基督身边有赐给教会的五大这份。
These are the five offices that Jesus Christ gave to the church.
那么你说这个这份呢？先知是耶稣升天以后才赐下的吗？岂不是旧约就有了吗？
Aren't there prophets in the Old Testament?
我们已经对大家说了，这个先知就是讲上帝话语的这些人，就是神的代言人的意思。
We already mentioned that the prophets refer to reach the spokesman of God.
圣经三次把这两个名称提出来的时候，
When the Bible mentioned these three times,
无论是在哥林多前书第十二章，
Whether it's 2 Corinthians chapter 12,
或者是在以弗所书第四章，
Or Ephesians chapter 4,
或者是在以弗所书第二章二十节，
Ephesians chapter 2 verse 20,
圣经三次提到使徒跟先知两个名词同时出现的时候，
The word apostles and prophets appeared together,
都是先讲使徒后讲先知。
It is always the apostle first followed by the prophet.
按照历史的年代来看，
From historical records,
先知的旧约是先于新约的使徒。
Prophets came before the apostles.
但是在教会的功用里面，
But within the functioning of the church,
使徒的排列一定在先知之前。
The apostles will be before the prophets.
这就暗示我们透过新约的真理，我们才能完全明白旧约的教训。
Implicitly it tells us that we ought to understand the teaching of the Old Testament to the new.
透过新约的成全，我们才知道旧约的预言是指做什么的。
We only know about Old Testament prophecy through the accomplishment of the New Testament.
这样是对圣经整个有机的这个 organism 的这个了解。
This is an organic understanding of the whole Bible.
感谢上帝。
Thanks be to God.
那么现在我们提到这事的时候
，When we talk about deacons，
不是耶稣升天所给教会的这五大这份之一。
It is not one of the five offices.
而是使徒们在整个耶稣的教会遇到服事的事情上不完整、有漏洞、有忽略的时候，发现需要有这个这份。
But this is the office of necessity that the apostles found out.
所以彼得说呢，我们要以祈祷、传道为事。
The apostle Peter says we ought to take care of prayer and preaching.
这些供应食物的事情。
And all these matters of supplication.
你们中间要选出这事来。
Choose among from yourselves deacons.
这事是因为需要而产生出来的。
So it is from necessity.
这事的工作就是在服侍圣徒的事情上。
The job of a deacon would be to serve the saints.
他们尽心竭力，使整个耶稣的身体有更大的和谐、更合一的可能。
With all faithfulness, they bring about harmony in the entire body of Christ.
这样，这事就产生出来了。
And so we have deacons.
那么，当这事产生出来的时候
，After deacons were formed,
使徒又提到了几件重要的条件。
The apostles give very important.
所以，选这事的是要选什么人呢？
In choosing of deacons.
现在我们要大家来看《使徒行传》第七章。
Let us look at the book of Acts, chapter 7.
我们大家看《使徒行传》《使徒行传》，我们先看第六章。
Let us look at chapter 7.
第一节说
，Verse 1.
那时门徒增多，有说希腊话的犹太人。向西班牙人发怨言，因为在天天的供给上忽略了他们的寡妇。第二节大家诵读，十二使徒叫众门徒来，对他们说：我们撇下上帝的道去管理饭食，原是不合宜的。所以弟兄们，当从你们中间选出七个有名声、被圣灵充满、智慧充足的人，我们就派他管理这事，但我们要专心以祈祷传道为事。大众都喜悦这话，就拣选了斯提凡，乃是大有信心、圣灵充满的人，又拣选腓力、巴罗格罗、尼加拿、提门、巴米纳，并进犹太教的安提俄人尼哥拉，叫他们站在使徒面前。使徒祷告了，就按手在他们的头上。那你看，第一次这事产生的时候
，When deacons were first elected in the Bible，
就是为了侍奉的需要而产生的。
We see now that it's because of need，
在服事的忽略上才感到必要的。
Because there is this distribution of food problem，
因为服事的事情上很忙碌。
Because everyone was so busy,
需要一些人帮忙。
They needed some help.
这样我们就降低标准，只要有人帮忙就可以吗？不是的。
But that doesn't mean that we will lower the standards.
使徒们就定下了很重要的原则。
The apostles give very important.
你们要选出一些知识来。
We need to select people.
这些人是谁呢？
Who were these people?
就是要被圣灵充满。
They must be full of the Spirit.
有好名声。
And are reputable.
智慧充足的人。
And with wisdom.
这是使徒们所定的三大标准。
These are the three.
在教外，在社会里面，他们的名声很好。
They must be reputable.
这样才不羞辱主名。
Then the Lord would not be disgraced.
在自己的灵性上
，in his own spirituality.
他们要被圣灵所充满。
They must be filled with the Holy Spirit.
在办事的能力上。
In their work efficiency,
充足有智慧做事情的人
，they must have wisdom.
啊，这个是每一个教会、每一个时代都应当注意的事情。
Every church ought to take note of this.
所以今天我清楚地告诉你，上帝的家不要自愿金。
The church of God need not have volunteers.
上帝的家要抽壮丁。
We must select the best among us.
什么叫做自愿金？什么叫做抽壮丁
？What is the difference between a volunteer and the best?
没有人说我来帮忙，我来帮忙。
We always say no one is doing this. Let me volunteer.
哇，谢谢你肯帮忙。
And we say thank you so much.
圣经没有这个原则。
The Bible does not have this principle.
圣经的原则是不是你拣选我？是我拣选你们。
The principle of the Bible is not that you have selected me, but I have chosen you.
找出那些外界有好名声的人。
You are to find people who are reputable outside of the church.
自身受圣灵充满的人。
and are filled with the Holy Spirit.
但是有充足智慧的人
with wisdom in their
word, 把他们找出来
get them,
大家选出最适当的人做这事
and everyone would select from among them.
不是他们要我要奉献我要侍奉就可以了
It's not just simply for them to volunteer.
就是我们今天教会好像已经很忽略这一点了
It seems that we have ignored this.
归正神学很注重神的主权、神的差派、神的预定、神的拣选、神自己的选择。
Reformed theology places great emphasis on the sovereignty of God, His selection, His choosing, and His sending out.
而今天的教会注重的人的自由、人的甘心、人到上帝面前来，那时候上帝好像没有权柄在挑选，就是所有人来的他都接受。
But in church today, we place emphasis on individual freedom and volunteers coming as if God does not care.
今天教会里面侍奉的人
，those who serve in church today，
是不是达到了使徒所提到的这三个原则
？Do they fulfill the three requirements that the apostles
said？ 如果你的教外名声很不好。
If you are a person that has bad reputation,
你的教会里面尽量来做很多的服事，以至于可以将功补过，使外面的人尊重你。你是越来越使上帝的名在外邦人中间受亵渎。
And you try to make up by working very hard in church, you will bring God's name into this dispute.
所以呢，这个不能够随便接受人要侍奉就给他侍奉。
And so we ought not to simply accept anyone who volunteers.
在那些有好名声的人。
Only those who are reputable,
有被圣灵充满的人
who are filled with the Holy Spirit,
智慧充足办事的人
who has wisdom when they work,
你们把它召集出来，当大家选出哪一个是最适合来侍奉上。
Gather them and let the rest choose from among them.
我相信他们只在教会里面找出这些符合这三个条件的出来。
I believe that they have gathered all these people that fulfill the requirement.
选出七个知识出来。
And then selected seven from among them.
而他们选七个知识的时候
，When they selected the seven,
选出的第一个是最特别的。
The first one was most unique.
就是斯蒂凡。
Was Stephen.
斯蒂凡不但像刚才讲的那三大原则
，Stephen not only fulfilled the requirement.
他而且是大有信心的人。
He was a man full of faith,
被圣灵充满的人
and of the Holy Spirit.
他除了有好的名声
other than being reputable, 除
了被圣灵充满
other than being filled with the Holy Spirit,
办事有聪明智慧以外
other than having wisdom,
这里加上一条，他是大有信心的人
The Bible added one more. He was filled with faith.
再提到其他的六个人
and then the other six.
这样我们就看见，原来圣经对这事是这样严谨的。
So we see the Bible having a stringent requirement for deacons.
而这事的责任不过是服事会众的。
And their responsibility is but to serve.
这事不是管教会的。
They are not to rule.
这事不是赶牧师请牧师的。
Or to get rid of the pastor or employ them.
这事是服事肢体中的需要的。
They are to serve the needs of the congregation.
所以呢，在日内瓦的时候
，So in Geneva,
归正神学的创办人加尔文。
John Calvin, the founder of Reformed theology,
他自己做这个运动的领袖。
He himself was the leader of the movement.
他还设立一个监督的委员会。
But he set up an overseeing council.
这个叫做 consistory.
A consistory.
The consistory 就要定一些很重要的原理。
They set a few important rules.
关于信仰的原则。
The principle of faith.
关于教会的成建。
And the building of the church.
整个侍奉的原则。
The principle of ministry.
等等。
And all these things.
这些呢是普通的这事都不能管的。
And these are things that are beyond the deacons.
这是交给一群很重要的长老去做。
But given to important elders.
那么整个教会要照着使徒所传下来的这个正统的教义来信上帝。
And the church is to believe in God from the orthodox belief from the apostles.
不是谁都可以随便讲道。
It is not anyone to go to the pulpit to preach.
正统传统教义跟信仰的人
，those who do not believe in traditional doctrines
都不准他上台
，would not be allowed to preach。
所以这样的就保守了信仰的正统性。
And so the orthodoxy of the faith was preserved。
今天的教会怎么样呢
？What about the church today？
乱来一场。
We just do anything we want。
听说某某人讲到很多人听，叫他来，有没有读神学，明白圣经正统不准，不管，只要他来，人会众会多，奉献会多。我们就请他来，我们的教会大大 做复兴的工作。
We invite anyone just so long as they can draw the crowd and have lots of offering, and we will let them preach.
以后呢
？After that，
讲错到不要紧，奉献增加了够了。
It doesn't matter if you preach the wrong thing, so long as we have lots of money.
如果这样的话，教会宁可去做生意，不要做教会。
If this were the case, the church ought to go into business.
对对，教会是上帝的家。
The church is the house of God.
是真理的注射和根基。
It is the foundation of the truth.
所以挂教会招牌，传着不是使徒的教训，这个教会有名无实。
A church that does not preach the teachings of the apostle is not a true church.
传道人
，A preacher，
长老
，A elder，
站讲台的
，When they come to
preach， 做教导的
，When they teach，
他们就照着神的启示，照着真理的了解，照着使徒的信仰，照着历史的传统。正统的讲解上帝的话语。
They ought to understand all this from the truth of God, the traditions of the church, and the understanding of the apostles.
那么这一部分是 consistory 的责任。
And these are the responsibility of the consistory.
交给那些应当上台的人。
And it's given to people who preach from the pulpit.
那么台下的服事呢
？And those who serve beneath the pulpit.
真心要服事的人。
Ought to do it faithfully.
服事的人
，those
他们是以为神做工来服事神的儿女。
Serve the children of God because they are serving God.
他们不以替人做服务工作为羞辱为第一级。
They are not ashamed of the fact that they are in servitude.
他们以能在上帝的家里面服事为他们的荣耀。
But they understand this as an honor and privilege.
做服事的人要有服事者的心态。
Those who serve need to have the heart of a servant.
服事的人就像仆人一样。
A person who serves others is like a servant.
仆人要用谦卑的态度服侍。
The servant is humble.
仆人要用诚实的心来服侍。
The servant serves honestly.
仆人要用爱的这个感情来服侍。
The servant serves with love.
也照着真理的原则来服侍。
And by the principle of the truth.
所以保罗说，做这事的就专一这事。
The apostle Paul said, "If it is serving, then serve faithfully."
做这事的人
，every deacon
都应当有对服事的真理的了解
，ought to understand the truth regarding serving.
才领受这个职分
，before they receive the status.
我1989年创立归正福音教会。
In 1987, I started the Reformed Church.
过了11年以后，我才开始案例第一次的执事部。
After 11 years, then I have my first deacons.
那么这期间的很多人就是唐牧师根本不要这事，他就是要做独裁。
Many people say, Stephen Tong just want to be a dictator.
我完全不回应他们，也不解释这个问题。
I never responded to them or explained to them.
我只有心里说主啊，赦免他们，因为他们所做的他们不知道。
I only say my heart, Lord, forgive them, for they know not what they are saying.
我经过差不多10年的时间。
After about 10 years,
我就看出谁在教会的服事是真心的，谁是假的。
I was able to see who was truthful in their ministry.
谁是为民，谁是为利，谁是利用神，谁是要被主所用。
Who were the people who used God and who are used by God?
然后我们传道人。
And then the preachers
就把圣工团里面最真心爱主的名字提出来，成为被训练可做这事的一群人。
Came together and brought all these people who are pure in heart to be people that can be trained to be deacons.
如果我从第一年要建立教会，要找几个执事很容易的。
It would be easy to just select a lot of deacons from the first year.
特别你把一些重要的人、有名的人、有钱的人叫他，给他重要的责任，他马上感到他受启用，他的心就在这个教会了。
Especially if you just select those who are wealthy, who are famous, who are capable.
And they think they are respected, they are honored, and they have a sense of belonging in this church. That 我不要这么做法。
But that's not what I want to do.
问题不是你有多大才干、多少钱财，问题是神要不要用。
The problem is not upon whether you have wealth or capability, but whether God wants to use you.
这个决定是很艰难的。
This was a
被人很难了解。那等到你看他们的服事，看他们的谦卑，看他们的敬虔，他们的圣洁，他们的殷勤是真心实意的时候。
But when you truly see that these people are truly reverent, truly holy, and lead a diligent life,
把这个圣工团组织起来
，and when we group them together,
那我就给他们几次特别的训练。
I trained them specially with a few sessions.
讲的这事是怎么开始的
？To help them understand what the deacons are.
这事的功用是什么
？What are their functions?
服事的态度应当怎么样
？What sort of attitude should they have?
什么叫做服事的真理
？And what is the truth related to service?
归正教会对长老、对执事、对传道人、对牧者、对教师 到底定义跟看法是怎么样。
And what is the definition and principle in Reformed theology with regard to all these offices?
这些都训练好了以后，
After all the training were done,
我们才把这个名字交给会众去选出来。
We brought them before the congregation for election.
第十一年的时候，
On the 11th year,
我们的教会才第一次有执事。
For the first time, we had deacons.
这样就教会就很稳定。
And so the church can move steadily.
再继续训练他们。
And then I would train them further.
我们开课给他们研究圣经神学的问题。
We started lessons for them to have theological understanding.
可能再过五年以后才会产生长老出来。
5 years later, perhaps we will have elders.
这样，这个教会就不是开玩笑。
So this is a church that's stringent.
我盼望今天所有教会的领袖。
I hope that all church leaders today.
要真正知道神的心意。
Must understand the heart of God.
只有耶稣基督是教会的元首。
Only Jesus Christ is the head of the church.
耶稣基督的身体要顺服元首的指挥。
The body of Christ must be obedient to his control.
我们所做的是照着神在基督里所显明的旨意，在圣灵所启示的真理中间所给我们看见的亮光。我们来做上帝的工作。
And what we do is in accordance to the revelation of the will of God and the inspiration of the Holy Spirit.
若有做这事的，要专一这事。
Those who serve, let them serve faithfully.
什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
如果神把这个责任托付你，
If the Lord gives you this responsibility,
神给你有这样的机会，在这个这份上有份。
If the Lord gives you the opportunity to be a deacon,
你就应当看重自己的这份。
You ought to place great emphasis on this opportunity.
忠于神的呼召。
And be faithful to his calling.
好好尽心竭力持守你的这份。
And faithfully fulfill this role.
做合乎你的拣选，你的这份应当做的工作。
And do the role that is in accordance to the calling.
这样一个做这事的人。
And so a deacon.
不是徒有虚名，还有高位，而且感到很骄傲，不是。
It's not a person who is arrogant because he has a fancy title.
我是某某教会的执事。
Oh, I'm a deacon from certain church.
他应该说我是某某教会的执事。
He should say with humility that I am from that church.
我要服侍神的工作。
I am to serve God.
我以圣洁的手参与圣工。
With holy hands, I will participate in the holy work.
我有谦卑的心效法基督。
With a heart of humility, I imitate Christ.
我的主在地上的时候。
When my Lord was on earth,
在神面前服侍人，在人面前服侍神。
Before God, he served man. Before man, he served God.
我也应当用这样的态度得神的人的喜悦。
With the same attitude, I want to be pleasing to God.
你们若有做这事的，
those of you who are deacons,
就要专一这事。
Serve faithfully.
你要真正明白。
You must understand fully.
尽心竭力。
With all your heart,
忠于这手，
and be faithful,
做服侍的工作，
to do the work of service.
就是这意思。我这个大概40年前，
about 40 years ago,
我们教会一个年轻人被选做执事。
There was a young person in our church elected as a deacon.
他那个时候才23岁。
He was 23.
所以他到我的家来。
So he came to my house.
他说我不敢做这事。
He said, I dare not take up this post.
我太年轻了。
I am too young.
我没有经验。
I'm not experienced.
我没有什么学问。
I don't have knowledge.
我也没有在教会里面有什么特别的这个神的道的明白。
I do not understand the word of God well.
我在23岁被选做这事。
But I was elected as deacon at 23.
那个时候我做他的传道，我是也是二十多岁。
I was a preacher in my 20s as well.
我要怎么劝这个人？
What did I say to him then?
我说你感到你不够资格吗？
I said, you think you're not qualified.
他说是的。
He said, yes.
那我要怎么劝他呢？不要这样讲，不要谦卑啦。
Did I say, don't be so humble?
是不是呢？我说，你说什么？
I said, what do you say?
我没有资格。
He said, I'm not qualified.
我说，你讲的对，你本来没有资格。
I said, you're right, you are not qualified.
我也没有资格。
I'm also not qualified.
我们本来就没有资格。
In the beginning, we are both not qualified.
我先肯定他那一句话。
So I first affirm him.
意思就是说，
in other words,
如果你假谦卑，今天结束你的假谦卑，你要承认你本来就没有资格。
You ought not to have fake humility, but agree that you are not qualified.
如果讲的是真话，真谦卑。
If you truly are humble, then,
那么现在下一步要怎样求主施恩？你要敬畏上帝，来向上帝求恩。
You are to ask for God to give you more grace.
你是没有资格的。
Everyone is not qualified.
我也是没有资格。
I'm also not qualified.
我们本来是没有资格。
In the first place, we are not worthy.
我们祷告。
Let us pray.
我跟他祷告。
I pray for him.
说我们这样卑微的人。
I say, Lord, we are
我们这样不配的人。
We are unworthy.
我们这样罪大恶极的人。
We are sinners.
你竟然肯把我们带到你的教会中选我们做你的圣工。
And yet you have selected us to work for you.
保罗自己是罪人中他是罪魁，我们是谁？
The apostle Paul says he is the greatest of all sinners.
保罗的感到自己不配，我们配吗？我们当然不配。
And so surely we are more unworthy.
主啊，求主怜悯我。
Oh Lord, have mercy on us.
我祷告完了以后呢？
After we prayed,
他有一点吓了一跳。
The person was a bit frightened.
因为他讲我不配不配，原来唐牧师这么认真的，真的不配的。
He thought that Reverend Tong is so
serious. 本来真的不配嘛。
Of course, this was the case.
配说不配，不配说配，不是演戏吗？
We ought not to be dramatic about these things.
今天教会很多人，我要辞职，辞职演戏的。
Many people in church say, "Oh, I want to resign."
因为他一辞职，看多少人挽留他再做下去。
They want to see how many people will come and beg them to stay.
所以我对我的传道人说
，So I say to my preachers,
你如果不想辞职，不要提辞职。
If you do not want to resign, don't just say it.
如果提了，我可能会挽留你。
If you say, maybe I will ask you to stay.
但是你内心真的知道你是开玩笑，你给我滚蛋。
But if you want to play around with this, please just.
敢提辞的人就走吧。
If you dare to stay, you want to resign, please go.
教会不是玩弄政治的地方。
The church ought not to be a place with politics.
有一些传道人辞职。
Some preachers say we resign.
加薪他就不辞了。
And when you increase their pay, they will stay. Then they say resign again.
加薪就不辞了。
And you increase their pay, they will stay.
这四门说，原来他辞职就是要加薪水。
And the deacons would say, oh, he resigned just to get more higher pay.
每次加薪的时候，你的身份从你传道的人格就降低一半。
But every time you do a trick like that, your character falls a step lower.
我对我的学生说
，So I say to my students,
你想辞就走。
If you want to resign, just go.
加五倍薪水也走。
Five times increment, you still go.
证明你的话是真理。
To prove that your words are true.
诚诚实实做上帝的仆人。
And you are a true, honest servant of God.
我们不可以把上帝的家当作玩弄手段的地方。
Let us not treat the house of God as a place for politics.
不可以把上帝的家当作玩弄政治的地方。
And a place to play around.
所以你做这事。
And so those who are deacons.
专一这事。
Serve faithfully.
你做圣工。
Those who work for God.
圣洁的手，圣洁的心，圣洁的动机，圣洁的生活，做圣工。
With a pure hands, pure heart, pure life, we work for God.
没有别条路。
There are no other ways.
做这事的就是专利之事。
Those who are deacons serve faithfully.
这是很严格的教导。
This is an important teaching.
第二。
Secondly.
当我一旦祷告完了以后。
After I prayed for him.
我再问他说。
I asked.
那你要不要做
？Are you want to continue?
我不配。
He said, "I'm not."
你真的不配。
He said, "Really?"
是我胆大不配。
He said, "Yes, I think so."
我第二句话。
My second sentence.
上帝就因为你真正知道你不配，所以他要用你。
Would be that God would use you because you truly thought you're unworthy.
如果你说我很配，我很配，你一定不配。
If you say you are very worthy, surely you are not worthy.
那你感到你不配，所以上帝要用你。
But because you think you're unworthy, God will use you.
是不是我敢不配就变得很配了吗？还是不配
？Does it mean that you suddenly become worthy? No.
所以因为你感到你不配。
But because you really feel that way.
所以恩典临到谦卑的人。
And the grace of God will be upon the humble.
你如果是真谦卑
，If you truly are humble,
上帝会用你。
The Lord will use you.
第三样
，Thirdly,
你就要追求使你配有这个地位，就应当有这样的分量来与你所领受的这份相称。
And you need to seek after things that will enable you to fulfill your role.
他那天跟我谈了以后
After speaking to me,
变得很严肃起来了。
He became very stern.
他没有想到我那么认真、那么严肃的对待这个事情。
He didn't know that I would treat this so seriously.
讲完了以后
，After that,
他说谢谢唐牧师。
He said, "Thank you, Reverend Tong,
为我祷告。
That you pray for me.
我现在也不敢辞职了。
Now I dare not resign.
因为既然神验中我
，Since the Lord has called me,
我感到不配。
And I still feel unworthy.
神的旨意我不可拒绝。
But I dare not deny the will of God.
我真正感到不配。
Although I truly feel unworthy.
我应当追求。
But I need to work harder.
谢谢唐牧师。
Thank you, Dr.
他要走以前。
Before he left.
我讲一句话。
I said this.
今天你到这里来。
I said for you to come today.
23岁。
You are 22.
第一次被选做这事。
The first time elected as deacon.
你感到很不配。
You thought you're unworthy.
你来对我讲这句话。
And you come and tell me all
this. 我为你感谢上帝。
I give thanks to God for you.
我盼望。
I hope.
30年以后。
30 years later.
如果你还活着。
If you are still alive.
我还活着。
I'm still alive.
你还是做这事做了30年。
And you have been a deacon for 30 years.
你能见到我。
When you see me again.
就用今天的谦卑的态度来说，我到现在还是不配，我才佩服你。
If you truly still say I am not worthy after 30 years, I would think.